Have you ever been walking along, minding your own business, when you stumble upon something that seems a little out of place? A red plastic bag peeking out from behind a statue, a beaded dragonfly perched on a low-hanging branch, or maybe even something that looks like trash, but after closer inspection, turns out to be something beautiful. Chances are, if you live in Ketchikan, this has happened to you. Thanks to Marissa Hakama and her friend Jennifer Kinney, residents and visitors of Ketchikan are likely to happen upon half-hidden pieces of original art, placed lovingly by members of the Facebook group Ketchikan Random Acts of Art. Hakama and Kinney started the group in April of 2016 after realizing that participation in a statewide free art-sharing program was impossible for those living on the island. Here's Kinney.
It totally blew up right away. Like, we took a few days or a few weeks in the beginning, and we just pumped out as much art as we could and put it out in the community and just to see what would happen, and it took off. And it was amazing.
The premise, they say, is to make art and hide it somewhere around town. When you find art, you're instructed to post in the Facebook group that you found it. That's the whole point, Hakama says.
Okay. We have had a lot of younger people and even some older people that really get the joy out of knowing that their art was appreciated or enjoyed.
I was really curious about what the process was like, so I asked Hakama if I could ride along with her on a recent outing to hide some of her art. On a Friday afternoon, I climb into the passenger seat of her big maroon truck. Inside sits Hakama's art-hiding clan, her younger sister Cassie, niece Taylor, and two young daughters, McKenna and Rayleigh. We head north toward Ward Lake.
No, I don't want to do the all the way around because McKenna doesn't have any shoes on. It was not me. Her dad got her dressed and did not put shoes on her, even though he knew what we were out doing.
No, sometimes you just forget to do the shoes.
Yeah.
We arrive at the Ward Lake campground. Everyone climbs out of the car, art in hand, and we begin to search for the perfect hiding spot.
Rayleigh, you want to grab a piece?
Which one?
Cassie, you can grab a piece. You want your piece? Oh, that one?
So how do you make sure it doesn't get wet?
We tie it shut.
Time shut?
And then, like, for hers being in a big bag, we put it somewhere not out in the open.
Right. So that's, like, the bear boxes are good for that?
Yeah.
The girls walk around, craning their necks to find a dry spot for their artwork. Cassie carries baby McKenna, who clutches a painted ceramic tile in her hand. Rayleigh decides one of the bear boxes is a suitable spot for her art.
Want me to help you?
Yes, Mom.
Yes, Mom. You want to take a picture of it?
Yeah.
Here, good job.
We move on, slowly circling the campground and hiding art.
Let's try to hide them in the trees this time. Like that one. Oh, that's the campground. Nobody's there, though. You can hide it over here. And then when somebody comes, they can find it.
Soon enough, all of the pieces have been hidden, and we head back to town. The girls are satisfied with their hiding spots. I also got to talk to a couple of people who have found art. Sheila Bird is one of those people. She says she's found a ton of different pieces of art through the group.
So let's see. I've found canvases of paintings. I've found warm baked goods. I've found candles. I found pictures. And yeah, it's a really fun experience having to be in the same area and having other people look for this thing. And then you end up getting the first find and you just get so much of a rush. And
Deb Davis, on the other hand, just recently found her first piece. She was out walking a friend's dog in City Park.
As soon as I saw it, I thought, I wonder, because it didn't look like a used plastic bag. And I got closer to it. Sure enough, it had this really neat little piece of art in it.
I asked Davis how she felt about her first time find.
Well, especially when it's raining and it's gray, it was pretty sweet. And I just think that's, it's such a cool thing to see in Ketchikan that people do stuff like this. And it just totally brightens your day to have this little, as you say, random act of art show up in your hand. And I just think it was really, really cool.
I called Hakama for some final details about the group. Here's the end of our conversation.
If people see art around town, then they should they assume that
pick
it's...
Pick it up. Please,
all right.
Pick it up.
Cool.
Pick it up. We've had people post, oh, we found this, but we left it. Pick it up. Take it with you. Because whether you're visiting Ketchikan or you know, you might just be having a bad day, and you look up, and that piece of art will remind you that there's still good out there. There are people out there that care, and they don't need to know who you are. We don't ever have to meet face-to-face. We don't expect anything from it other than, hey, I found your piece of art.
Hakama says any and all art aficionados are welcome to join the Facebook group. She doesn't turn anyone away, she says. Just be kind and post what you find. Thanks for joining me for this installment of Ketchikan Uncovered. For KRBD, I'm Emma Atkinson.